Swami. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyane Satayane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasadi Gopabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Bipaket, I'm thinking perhaps you can also open the windows here so that there is something like a fresh breeze of air going through the room. Yeah, so we all remember the evening entertainments are over. You must know that a similar festival is taking place a few hills further down the road in Varshana, where in the palace of Maharaj Brishabhanu then program is done, and evening program. And after this, both in Nandagram and in Varshana, the lights go out. It is time now to retire. But in Krishna's eternal pastime, there are short intervals of rest taking, but not long nights like in our world, where we go for 6, 7, 8 or so hours into a dreamlike state. There is no requirement for rest in the spiritual world because the bodies never get exhausted like ours. Rest is only another form of pastime where, for instance, the dream world is very active and is sought. Yeah, meetings in dreams are there. So Krishna is brought by his mother and father into his bedroom. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj carries him while he is already asleep at his father's shoulder. And the moment he's put into bed, 24 minutes or so afterwards, Krishna is up again. And he takes a little door and goes into the beautiful moonlit area of Vrindavan to search for a particular place. Not search, he knows where it is. He goes to Govindastali, or it is sometimes also known as the Yoga Pit. Yoga means union. It's a place in Vrindavan which is framed by the Yamuna. You know, the Yoga Pit is here, so the Yamuna flows by the eastern way, the southern way, the western way. It makes like an U shape, and then it continues, the Yamuna continues to flow, but there's a channel so that also the northern direction is covered with water. And in the midst of this water enclosed, or Yamuna enclosed place, is a divine sacred place of meeting between Radha and Krishna. There is a wonderful description in one of our pranam mantras. It's so central to our life and our line that there is a mantra to this place. If you can, please repeat after me. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha.
Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha.
Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto.
Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto.
Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo. Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo. Peshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami.
Peshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami.
Yes, I meditate upon a pavilion made of divine gems that is situated in the supremely charming land of Vrindavan. There, Sri Sri Radha Govinda are seated on an effulgent throne which is situated beneath a Kalpa Briksha tree, and they accept service from their beloved Sakhis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. So the devotees are meditating actually around this time, but also at other times, about this water or Yamuna enclosed island where there is a wonderful temple, and in the courtyard of the temple stands a Kalpa Briksha tree, and under the tree is a jeweled studded throne where Radha and Krishna are situated, and there's Lalita and Vishakha, and they wave chamara fans, and other sakis bring, for instance, pan, what is it, betel leaves, tambula, and there's music, there's laughter. It's very celestial, very heavenly, very divine. So this is the meeting place in the evening, both Radha and Krishna, they come from different locations. Radha comes either from Yavat or from Vashana, and Krishna from Nandagram. They find this place where they also find each other. Now this subject, in Sanskrit it's called Abhisara, a love journey. No? Your journey to the beloved, where you will meet, is very much highlighted in our philosophy. There are different love journeys. This is the classical. Krishna goes to Radha and Radha goes to Krishna, and they meet at this place. But there is also a love journey which each one of us is supposed to do. No? We come, but we don't come from Nandagram. We come from London. We start our love journey from London. But we also are on a love journey, and obstacles need to be overcome. The main obstacles for Radha and for Krishna is that they will be discovered by outsiders. You must know the relationships between Radha and Krishna is extramarital. It is out of the marriage. Why? Because in such a relationship there's much more eagerness than if everything is ruled by social conventions as it is in the marriage. No? And this eager love, this not at all mechanic love, is where obstacles need to be overcome, is desired. It's the highest love. here in this world, this has there are sometimes problems around this, but there it is a glorified eagerness in love. Because ultimately, Prabhupada tells us, Radha and Krishna are eternally together. It's not that they are, that they were ever separated. They are for each other. Anyways, so this love journey is made on the particular night which I want to highlight to all of you. It's the time of the waxing moon. That is, the moon becomes bigger, isn't it? The waxing moon. So in the perspective that the moonlight becomes brighter, certain measures need to be made in Radha's dress and also in the way she is ornamented. Radha's dress is white like the moonlight. She has flower decorations on her ears that are from white jasmine flowers. Everything is white about her, sandalwood and so on. And she leans against or has her hand on one of these little manjaris who goes in front of her and guides her and so on. In the dark night, Radhika would wear dark blue ornaments and her golden form, which is so effulgent, would be covered by black mask, so that she remains hidden there. So there is a very nice verse which I would like to quote to you. Oh Radhe, you are dressed in a white flower garment, and you are anointed with ground camphor. It's very white. On a sweet moonlit spring night, you place your hand on the shoulder of one of your dutikas. For just one moment, may my eyes delight in this sight. Radha places her delicate footsteps as to not be heard and seen. They avoid one watchman who is there guarding Vrishabhanu, and they and there is this large field or meadow which is lit by the moonlight, so when the watchman looks another way, Radha and Radha's little Saki says, oh Vrindavaneshwari, let us make haste. And the two run in the back of the watchman. I mean, the watchman has its back towards them into the dark forest. No? So, so in this moonlit spring night, Krishna is there with his dear friend Subal, and they see how Radha makes haste. They hear the sound of the anchor bells of Radha, and then they then Radha goes into a pre-designed bower where she greets Krishna, who is longing for Radha's love. There is a very nice verse. I want to read it to you. In the sweetness of spring, trees full of fragrant flowers glitter in the moonlight. See before your inner eyes as a night so fragrant with the flowers. I think we know when we come up this stair downstairs, there is the queen of the night blooming. The the jasmine sort of flower, which opens only in the night and spreads this intoxicating fragrance. Have you? We have all seen. Maybe we should point out to James. Maybe Gokrishna, you should bring James down, and that's a really an experience to smell this queen of the night. And so that's the night here. So trees full of fragrant flowers glitter in the moonlight, filling the night with their fragrance. And there's Radha, who pursues her Abhisa love journey to Lord Hari. She's dressed in shining white, flower-like garment, and her limbs are also adorned with white ornaments. She walks along coyly. What is coyly, please, James?
Slightly embarrassed.
Slightly embarrassed.
Like this, maybe.
Yeah, she walks along coyly. Her hand is resting on Vrinda's shoulder. She who is an Hari Abhisarini is my Ishwari Thakurani. May she quench my thirsty chakora-like eyes with Ananda for just one moment. Such is my mind's desire. In the chakora, the English word for chakora is quail. It's a bird who subsists on moonlight. So the devotee says, may I look at Radha, who's like a new moon, a second moon, all white, and goes on the rendezvous. This is the end and the highlight of the Pradosha Leela. Tomorrow we will start with the night Leela, which starts at 10:48. But today is the end of the Pradosha Leela. These pastimes, my dear devotees, offer like a structure, but within the structures there are millions of rivers, millions of nuances, millions of changes, and so on and so forth. And you might ask yourself, when will I ever see this, or is it for me at all to enter? In our philosophy, we have a part where we understand that everything manifests from spiritual sound. In this world, some physicists claim that everything starts from vibration. I'm not able here, at least in Vrindavan, it's far gone, to explain this in detail to you. But we know that in our spiritual life, everything also starts from the proper vibration of sound. Now, I was talking about this today with in the evening with Siddha Yogini. Some of us sometimes do not feel taste for chanting the holy name. It is tiresome and difficult for us, especially when it's warm or hot. It's almost impossible for us to complete our 16 rounds. And we lament our lack of attachment to the sound, but there seems to be little which we can do about it. We have tried repeatedly to make some changes, but they have not really worked. My dear devotees, I will surprise you. In the beginning of chanting, it is not expected, and it can't be expected that you are attached to the sound of the holy name. Your mind, in which attachment is born, is attached to the ways of this world, to certain activities, to certain people who are your friends, to certain tastes, things which taste good, beauty, to certain forms of beauty, and so on. So it cannot be expected, or it's not reasonable to expect, that all of a sudden you are attached to something that is of an entirely different category, and mind you, cannot be ascertained or grasped or understood by the senses and the mind. How can you be attached? However, there is an attitude which is possible for you. It's in Sanskrit adara, or respect. And Rupa Goswami gives us a very enlightening example. He says, in the beginning, when we don't have taste, the holy name is very much like a medicine. You are usually not attached to a medicine. You have respect for it, you regard it highly. Like today, I took one pill of ibuprofen again, and I'm not attached to it. In fact, the taste is very chemical, and there's nothing for me to be attached, but I know it's a good medicine for my little ailment. And I take it carefully, I touch it to the head, I say some mantra, Om Achyutaya Namaha, Om Anantaya Namaha, Om Govinda, Om Vindaya Namaha, and take it with great respect, or knowing that it can cure me entirely. No? So in the same way, the chanting for the beginner who lacks taste needs to be done with some respect. This is Krishna in the form of the holy name. I have to chant nicely. I have to give my best. I have to sit properly. I have to focus, and so on. My dear devotees, don't think that for me it is always easy to chant these numbers. For me it's especially difficult when I'm tired, and I was this morning tired from the 7 hours of intensive and blissful pilgrimage, and I think the day before we were also out, so I had a slow beginning. I woke up later, and 1.5 hours later than I'm used to in the karting months, and I just could not get my circulation going, and I was too weak to do my 7 minutes intensive training, which immediately pumps the energy up. And then when I came to the Bhajan Kutir, I was again tired, and I rested, and it became 1 hour because I was so exhausted. So when I then sat down, I was all bewildered by sleep. Bewildered is maybe not, how do we say this, a little covered, dull, you know. And now to chant at least my quota is so high, and I really didn't see any possibility to do this with taste. But I somehow felt, at least let me show respect to the chanting of the holy name. So I did it as attentive as I could. I sang in between some kirtans to glorify Krishna. I sang some songs from my new songbook, and so on. And I would say after around 16 rounds, something shifted in my perspective. And I could enter into a more present form of chanting. So this has to be there, this willingness to chant with some respect. And if you want to gain more respect than you have, it's good to read about the holy name and read about spiritual subjects from the Bhagavatam, how wonderful Krishna is. And this will help you to at least practice so that you can experience a breakthrough through your dull and unwilling nature. It's interesting, no? Attachment is not expected in the beginning. That's not the starting point. But adara is respect. It should be, if ideal, it's affectionate respect. But if you can't have affection, then at least have respect. And that will induce the holy name to reciprocate with your efforts in whatever way he does. Sometimes he lets you wait longer, and then at one stage, the holy name appears. It descends like a windfall. Do you know a windfall? There's wind high up, and sometimes the wind just falls, and then we experience, oh, a good breeze is there, and my sail is getting new wind. No? So we want the windfall of the holy name. But we can't force him by chanting respectfully, but we can perhaps induce him to reciprocate with our respectful attitude. Krishna. So, having said all this, I will rest my katha here for this evening. Remember, at around this time, everyone goes to bed in Vaishnava and Nandagram. We can join. That is an easy participation for us in the pastimes of the Lord. No difficulty. All the best. Hare Krishna.